It was the last reading lesson I ever heard my mother give. It was not for her children or her grandchildren, and it was about a lot more than reading. And as it turned out, I was its greatest beneficiary. My parents befriended a young man who lived out in the country where they had an old dilapidated farmhouse they fixed up. We would spend time there in the summer, and my parents' friend, Bill, helped with things around the place. Big Bill worked in our city yard in town, and my dad had come to know him through his work on the city council. Bill was a mechanic and a gifted one. He possessed that rare skill of knowing intuitively how mechanical things worked. He worked hard, and he had a way about him. He was a natural leader, which my parents saw clearly. When my dad saw a number of supervisor positions at the yard come and go without an application from Bill, despite his urging him to apply, my mother and father started pressing him to take advantage of this chance for advancement for which he was so clearly qualified. They could see that further point, that better place, where one's skills and potential could take you. But to get there, they knew you really had to take a chance. My mother finally pushed Bill past the vague generalities about why he did not apply for those supervisor roles. Despite his obvious intelligence, he had a secret. He could hardly read. He felt he could not pass the rudimentary aptitude test. We have names and understanding now for so many reading challenges. But back then, the judgment by society as to the why of it all was pretty unforgiving. But it was nothing like the judgment one made of oneself. As a mother of four children and possessing one of nature's most powerful instincts, a mother's desire to make things better, my mother set upon a plan. She pulled out the books of my childhood and she began in earnest her reading tutorial. My mother was not a trained teacher of reading. She never went to college. But she raised four children and so was a teacher of life. A couple of days a week after work that summer, Big Bill was back in school on the front porch with my mom. My dad piddled out of earshot in the yard. As a teenage boy in the house, I would hear them through the summer-screened window. The pain of this grown man's struggle and the patience of my mom's steady way is what I remember most of all. In my mind's memory, I can still hear my mom sounding out the words in the books of my childhood, teaching Big Bill to read. Bill took that standard supervisor test that season, and he passed. He became the supervisor my parents imagined he could be. My parents gave a chance to Big Bill. They were chance takers as well. They stepped out of their role as friends to reach a secret vulnerability in him. Big Bill was a chance taker too. He was a rough-and-tumble man who had the courage to reveal a humiliating weakness. For him to team up with my parents to push on it involved risk. When you learn to become a chance-taker, when you have something to lose, when you might fall short out in the open, and you take a risk for the larger good, you gain a powerful strength. It is the strength deeply ingrained in any real effort to strike at the heart of a hard challenge. What I've learned about life on the way to the courthouse is this. It is a good thing to be a chance giver. We certainly need more chance givers. But if you really want to get a clear sight line on life's better place, be a chance taker. A chance taker who steps out of the shadow of the way things are and into the light of what they certainly can be. A chance taker who is a chance maker. Sometimes, one reading lesson at a time.